أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فابعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها إن يريدا إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا. In the previous ayats on the subject of husband and wife relationships, Allah first explained the position of the husband in the household, that he is the head of the house, and then the condition of those righteous and pious women who live in a humble way and are obedient to their husbands. Then the condition of that woman who are disobedient and go against their husband, and the various treatments to be meted out to correct that matter. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, if the family people notice that there are differences between a couple, they're not getting along, then in that case, how the issue should be resolved. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا اگر تم کو ڈر اگر تم ڈرو کہ وہ دونوں آپس میں ضد رکھتے ہیں. And if you see, you apprehend that the husband and wife have got differences, whether the problem is from the husband's side or from the wife's side, but you can see they're not getting along, and this will be immediately noticed by family people that these two are not getting along. So when you notice that, then don't wait for the matter to become worse, but immediately فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا تو کھڑا کرو ایک منصف مرد والوں میں سے. Then get a good, responsible, reliable person to represent the husband. وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا اور ایک منصف عورت والوں میں سے. And get a responsible person, a reliable person from the wife's side. That is, two people should now discuss this with the husband and the wife and see that what the differences are, who is at fault, to advise that person accordingly, to iron out the differences and to make up between them again. So that is the stage. If it reaches to that proportion that the husband and wife cannot sort it out themselves, and now family people are noticing it, then that is the correct way to go according to the Quran Sharif. That one reliable person, or one more than one also, but at least one reliable person from the husband's side and one reliable person from the wife's side, and then they should sit down and try and sort out all the matters. In yurida islahi yuqtilahu bainahuma agar ye dono chahte hain sulah ko to Allah Ta'ala muafi karega un dono mein. And if these two, the representatives, they are sincere also, they are not those who may cause more problems and make the fire burn more, but they are sincere, they want to put out their differences and make the two live happily together, if that is in their heart, then Allah will give tawfiq to both of them, and they will be able to sort out the matter, and husband and wife can live happily thereafter between them. And so first of all, the husband and wife must be able to sort out the matter. But if not, then family people must get involved. And not necessarily family people. Why family people have been mentioned here is because they know all the inside things. Strangers will not know. Otherwise, it is permissible to get outside people who are outside the family to get them also involved and try and sort out the matter. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا بے شک اللہ سب کچھ جاننے والا خبردار ہے. Undoubtedly, Allah has full knowledge of everything, and Allah is fully informed of everything. Allah knew from before all what is going to happen, all what is happening. Allah Ta'ala is fully informed. So Allah knows what the intentions of everyone are. And if the marriage was that we are getting married for the pleasure of Allah and to fulfill the rights of each other, the spouses, etc. And we work in that direction, but due to human weaknesses, if some arguments and fights start between the husband and the wife, then how to sort it out? All that Allah is fully aware, and Allah has given the perfect prescription and the perfect solution to sort out these matters. If we follow those guidelines, then we will see that we can sort out our matters and we can live happily together. It is naturally, as it is said in Urdu and Gujarati, that when two utensils are together, there will be noise. That means husband and wife are both of different temperaments. They are going to be with one another all the time. So there are going to be differences, there will be fights, arguments, etc. But the method of resolving them is very clear. And if we follow these methods which the Quran Sharif has stated and taught us, then those differences will be a means of us coming closer to one another. Just like if we just carry on fulfilling one another's rights, we will not explore one another and know one another. It is when these differences come, and then after that we become even more closer than before. So these differences should be a means of not separating, but of becoming more closer and enjoying one another even more. And the more we enjoy and live a life according to Allah's commands here, so we will get that wonderful life of enjoyment in the Akhirat also. May Allah let us learn our deen and then practice upon our deen, and also propagate the deen so that everyone can have this great fruit of the beautiful teachings of our deen.